I wasn't feeling up to it, Simlane said mischievously to me. My parents and my wife's parents and our priest decided that I wasn't feeling up to it. And finally, I decided so too. Of course, Majosi and Sola and the others wanted me to go and get my prize personally, but I said, boys, I'm a sculptor, not a demonstrator. This cognac is wonderful, he said, especially in these big glasses. It's the first time I've had such a glass. It's also the first time I've drunk a brandy so slowly. In Orlando, you develop a throat of iron, and you just put back your head and put it down in case the police should arrive. He said to me, this is the second cognac I've had in my life. Would you like to hear the story of how I had my first? You know the Alabaster Bookshop in Von Brandis Street? Well, after the competition, they asked me if they could exhibit my African mother and child. They gave a whole window to it with a white velvet backdrop, if there is anything called white velvet, and some complimentary words. Well, somehow I could never go and look in that window. On my way from the station to the Herald office, I sometimes went past there, and I felt good when I saw all the people standing there. I was working late at the Herald, and when I came out there was hardly anyone in the streets. So I thought I'd go and see the window and indulge certain pleasurable human feelings. I must have got a little lost in the contemplation of my own genius, because suddenly there was a young white man standing next to me.